Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We got a lot to talk about. Your calls, of course, are the primary element if you make them at 800-259-9231. So we'll start things out here tonight. Quick update for those of you that tuned in last night. You heard us talking quite a bit about the marijuana, the civil disobedience 420 celebration that went on in Keene, New Hampshire. It's been covered across the state. I hope that eventually it breaks out into national news. I don't know if it has done that yet. I certainly haven't gotten wind of it. If you guys hear something, feel free to give me a heads up. But we had over 100 people yesterday in the town square, which is actually a circle. We had over 100 people that were participating in this 420 celebration. How many of them actually smoked cannabis, I don't know, but it was definitely being part. There was some partaking going on for sure. And it's been a daily event that started this week. Some of the Free Staters that have moved here, the liberty activists that have moved here from around the country in order to get active and achieve liberty in our lifetime, they got this thing rolling, and other normal Keeniacs that are not liberty activists showed up, and the numbers just kept growing and growing, and again, it hit over about 100 yesterday. Today, I thought maybe it's going to peter off, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of news attention here, and the cops were there, and how can you keep up 100 people? Maybe that was the peak. Maybe that was it.
Maybe.
Well, I slept through an alarm, so I didn't actually make it out for 420, but I came out later on, and according to the folks that were there today, there were 120 people that came out today. So even if it wasn't 120, we definitely kept it at a similar level as it was yesterday. And so great news. And the cops, again, did not arrest any of the participants. There was an arrest made, and it sounded like when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, no. But what had happened was the television station from Manchester was there covering the event live, if you can believe it. They actually apparently interrupted their programming because who's doing a news program at 4:20?
I don't know.
I don't know what the actual content. Yeah, I don't know what's on at 4:20, but it's not the local news. I can tell you that. So apparently they went with a live shot with their satellite truck from the 4:20 celebration, and the police were watching it. They spotted somebody that they had a warrant out for, showed up, went into the park this time, because yesterday they just stood around the outside edge of the park. So they went into the 420 celebration. I don't know how much cannabis was being smoked at that time. I wasn't there for this. But they arrested the guy who they had the warrant for, who apparently, from what I heard, some of the people that were with him said that it was probably a good thing he got arrested, not apparently a fairly pleasant guy.
So okay.
We're not sure what the warrant was for. But they walked into the 420 thing, arrested this guy, and went away. So they left all the cannabis smokers alone, apparently.
So Free Talk Live legalizes marijuana in Keene, New Hampshire.
I was not behind this.
Oh, come on. I mean, you said the liberty activists. Why are the liberty activists here?
Free Talk Live has been a factor in bringing people here.
A large factor in bringing people to Keene, New Hampshire?
Well, now, if there weren't all the wonderful activists here doing their activism, there wouldn't be as many people here because the activism that's bringing people
here. Absolutely.
We're talking about the activism on this show.
But Christopher Columbus gets the credit for discovering America. He didn't build the Empire State Building.
Well,
he didn't shoot someone to the moon.
I'm not going to take credit
for that. Just saying.
It's a fantasy of mine. It's come true. It's better than I thought it would be.
That much is obvious.
I love it. It's so great. And every day they're going out there into public and partaking in cannabis smoking, which is just fantastic. And hopefully it'll continue to grow. I think eventually it's going to have to peter off because it's going to get cold. And when it gets cold, I don't know about you, but I would not want to be taking my fingers out of the gloves to hold a joint with.
Yeah.
So I think eventually – I suggested to one of the guys, if you want to call him an organizer, I guess, I suggested that maybe once it gets too cold, to just call it off and then maybe have it sort of relaunch on April 20th.
That seems like the smartest thing.
Yeah, like an official Big Bash restarted up for 2010 on 4:20, April 20th at 4:20 in the afternoon. So lots of fun being had here in New Hampshire. Oh, and word is the Manchester people are going to start this up on Monday. So it may be spreading And a big mic.
Competition's good for everyone.
Yeah, one of the activists who's really kind of getting the civil disobedience rolling out in the Manchester area is the one that's behind getting this going as well. So it looks like the 420 celebrations will be spreading across New Hampshire, at the very least from Keene to Manchester. I know there's some folks up in Concord that are talking about doing this as well, and there's a lot of talk online. If you go and you look at Dig, or you go at Reddit, I think is another one of the sites where this has been promoted, some of these social networking websites, some of the comments say stuff, we should do this nationwide, that's a great idea. And I say, right on, but I don't expect much, because it takes somebody to step forward and say, let's move ahead with this. Let's do this. Here, I'm going to go here and do this. I hope you'll come with me. So, for instance, Big Mike out in Manchester said he's going to be the first one to light up. It takes somebody to be that person. And so if we had more people like that across the country, I think that'd be great. But the reason I'm here in New Hampshire is because those people weren't where I was.
Okay, I disagree. I am of the opinion that as far as liberty activists go, activism goes, New Hampshire's the place to be. However, marijuana activism is not liberty activism.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It
Anything
is marijuana
that promotes
activism.
Liberty is liberty activism.
Fine. It's not promoting liberty. It's promoting the smoking marijuana, and that's fine.
It's promoting the freedom to
Look,
own yourself.
Man, let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm going to correct you when you're wrong.
I am not wrong, and you'll see. There are plenty of people that just care about the freedom to smoke marijuana, and that's not really liberty activism. It's something entirely different. It goes on all over the United States, all over the world. They have these kind of events in different places. Also, you don't need somebody to step forward and say, I'll smoke the first joint. You just need somebody to light up something that looks like a joint.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going on here, too. So anybody can do this anywhere, and they don't even have to take any real risk. They can call it a 420 activity.
You don't think there's risk?
Not if you smoke a bugler.
You could still get arrested.
Okay. The cops would look kind of silly.
They might look silly unless they falsify some evidence.
Yeah, they could.
So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, some cops in some places. I don't know if it would happen here. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. I hope
but
it doesn't.
You're not taking near the risk if you just
You're lessening your risk, that's for sure. But any time you stand out and you go up against the system, if you will, with your actions, you're taking risk. And again, if this was something that I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that these 420 celebrations start popping up all over the country.
Me
and
too.
It's more than just a bunch of hopeful discussion on the internet at this point. But I can't say I expect it. And I disagree with you, Mark. These are the people that are engaging in solely marijuana related activism. Sure, they are not liberty activists, but the actions of working toward decriminalization of marijuana is, in point of fact, liberty activism, because you're promoting the liberty to your own personal freedom to own yourself. That's what that issue. That's what the issue is.
Sure, but if you're just looking at one particular issue, you're not just striking at a branch. You're striking at the twig. Okay.
I understand that,
you're not
Mark.
Hacking at the root.
Well okay. I get you there. You can make that same critique for everybody that's doing anything in politics. Hey, you're not hacking at the root. You're asking for a reduction in the gun control laws, or you're not hacking at the root. So that's just a general statement.
But if people stand for liberty, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody stands for liberty, they're doing liberty activism. If somebody stands for marijuana legalization, they're not really doing liberty activism. They may be on the same side as the liberty activists and want.
I'm not calling them a liberty activist.
That's what you were calling it.
Well, no, I think it's on its own is, of course, liberty activism, because it's promoting freedom. It's promoting one aspect of freedom. Your liberty activism cannot, in all cases, promote true freedom on every single issue.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you're making it seem like, oh, we're going to get some people smoke pot and then Central Square's all over the United States, we're going to be free. You're not. It has nothing to do
we're
with
gonna
that.
I be free. That's, I said that they, no, it's when did I say we were going to be no, free if people smoke pot? What
fact,
are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you were just talking about. You're saying that this can't be done elsewhere. That's not liberty activism. You don't need liberty activists to do this.
You need somebody.
Somebody with a pair.
I didn't say
and
you need a liberty activist.
You don't need
activist.
To even know about what a libertarian is.
I didn't
is.
Say you need liberty activists.
You're making
activists.
It seem like that, and you're not. And it's not.
I said you need
you're
somebody.
You're mixing it all together.
Mark, I said you need somebody who's willing to take the lead. That's
you're
all I said.
Saying that has to be done in New Hampshire. It's not. It doesn't have to be done.
I didn't
it's not
say
all
it has to be done in New Hampshire.
You said it was likely
you
to be done.
You are putting words in my mouth.
I am not.
I said that if there were people out there that were willing to take that kind of risk and start up something like going on in New Hampshire, then I wouldn't be here in New Hampshire because this stuff would be going on all over the country. But it's not. A bunch of talkers. Prove me wrong. 800-259-9231. You start your own. Prove me wrong. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. You can see them at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we invite you to take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your searches. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
I've been using it for the last, I started yesterday. I downloaded everything, and so I'm on my first day of my 7-day challenge, and it works fine for me. It's great.
We continue on with your phone calls here. Scott is in Wisconsin. You can bring up anything. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing there, Mark and Ian?
Scott. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well,
by the way, Scott, it's Ian, just to point out.
Yeah, yesterday I heard, didn't pay too much to what you had going on up there, but I did find a lot over what was going on in Pittsburgh.
The protests.
Yes, and I saw footage on YouTube. Jason Burmes from Alex Jones had his cameras down there.
Mm.
And these people were protesting really perspective. I mean, there was a couple of guys that threw things, but they went down there shooting pepper spray at them and all this stuff. And it wasn't like these guys were being violent in the beginning, mm-hmm. but once they started shooting them with this stuff, they went up on another part of town, and I guess they smashed some windows and stores. But I heard last night again out in Oakland, they had a big march out there. I guess I don't know too much about what happened out there, but they were saying it was a little bit of radicalism going out there. So I just wanted you guys to comment on that situation with those two marches yesterday, or if you were even aware of them.
Yeah, we did hear about it. We just didn't get around to discussing it last night. I thank you for the call tonight. In fact, I had it in my show prep. I mentioned it, but we didn't get around to it. They brought out the sound gun. Remember hearing about it when they were coming? They were talking about how the military has this sound technology, and that they were going to bring it over to Afghanistan and Iraq and use it to control the insurgents.
Yes.
Well, it's in American streets.
Of course it is.
They're using it against Americans now, and
non-lethal weapon. You're going to expect them to use it,
right? So we know that these cops have a real penchant for hurting people. Not all cops, but certainly the ones that get their rocks off at dealing with protesters. Remember from one of the conventions back in 2008, the cops actually had a shirt made up. The union had a T-shirt made up saying that showed a picture of a cop with a billy club,
yeah,
kind of patting his hand with it, a big smile on his face, and the text read something like, "We get up early to beat the crowds."
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that was
kind of a cute little pun there.
Yeah.
And
on beating people.
Right.
Kicks.
About hurting people. So we know what their intentions are. And we've seen videos over the years of various different protests where there was a lady in Miami, for instance, that had the red, the lawyer that was in Miami that just picked up a sign and joined a protest. She was just there. And she joined in, and the cops shot her. And then later on, we saw the footage where the cops were having their little powwow session afterwards, and they were laughing about it. They thought it was funny.
Well, they shot her with a rubber bullet, I'd like to
correct.
Make clear. Yeah.
In the head.
Yeah.
They shot her in the head.
Right off the forehead. It was amazing.
Yep.
Took her right down.
And
crazy.
It was awful, and they were laughing about it, you know, because it's funny to them, because they're sadists, these people. And I'm not talking about all of them, just the ones I'm talking about, which are the ones that get off on this. And so those sadistic, sane people in Pittsburgh have been doing it again. In the case of what's going on in Pittsburgh, and I haven't seen all the footage, because I imagine there's a lot of it out there, but I did see some of it. In the case of what's going on there, sure, you're dealing with some unruly folks. You're dealing with people that call themselves anarchists. I don't know whether they really are or not. That's another question.
I've never heard any of them call themselves anarchists.
They carry around signs and have the circle with the A.
Fine.
So you've got these people that are in the streets. They're rioting. They're not rioting. They're protesting about whatever it is they're protesting, the G20 summit, which is some sort of meeting of a bunch of bigwigs in the political world. And so they, they're doing their protesting, and the cops just don't like protesters. So they decided to roll up with their trucks and their tanks. They pulled out this sound weapon, which I heard something. I don't know if it was the actual sound weapon. It may not be something that you can hear with a video camera, but there was something awfully piercing sounding that I heard on this video footage that I saw. It was bad for me listening to it with headphones on. I imagine it was absolutely horrifying for anybody that was actually standing in the road at which they were pointing it down.
Well, it would have to be horrifying. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't work, right?
Well, again, I don't know if that's what the sound gun sounds like. Maybe that was just a siren they were using or something like that. So I'm speculating because I wasn't there. Just have to go on what the video footage shows. But these cops, they get off on getting you to obey. So what they do is they, you know, they set up a blockade and they say they go over the loudspeaker and they have this pre-prepared statement that they read out that says, by order of the Pittsburgh police, you must remove yourself from this area. And it doesn't matter your reason for being here. So it doesn't matter if you happen to be on that street to do some business, you know, go on a sales call or have a meeting or, you know, buy something for dinner. It doesn't matter what your business is. The police have said you need to leave. So
you need to leave.
So you have to leave or else they're going to put, you know, throw tear gas at you and shoot you with sound rays, which is exactly what they've been doing. I imagine the billy clubs have come out a few times. Again, I haven't seen all the footage yet. And what do you say about that? I mean, it's happening again and again. And you can expect it to happen on into the future because, well, the cops are tyrannical. The protesters are responding with not as much violence as the police, certainly. But the protesters are responding, and it's all just kind of amping up.
Some of the protesters are, and that's really the issue, you know. That
some of them are ruining it for the rest, you mean? Like, you know, one violent guy is the excuse for the police to tear gas the entire crowd, basically, right? Sure. And, in fact,
one guy throws a bottle.
Right, and
police throw back tear gas.
And we've seen stories in which the guy who throws the bottle is a cop. We've seen those
stories. More than one.
It's not always going to be the case, but in many cases, the agitators in a group of protesters that are mostly peaceful, the agitators are likely to be plants. They're likely to be people who the cops sent in undercover to stir it up, to encourage violence. Because in many cases, these folks are pretty peaceful people. They're just out carrying signs and doing their chanting. I think it's silly, personally, to chant, but that's what they do. And so they're out there doing their protesting.
What else is there to do when you're protesting, though?
Right. There's probably some guy in there saying, hey, let's throw some bottles at those cops. Hey, let's wheel this dumpster down the street. It's what they did in one of the videos I saw.
Not until after they'd been gassed.
That's true. That's true. But so you never know who you're dealing with. In many cases, the agents provocateur will sometimes they'll get caught. Sometimes they'll be outed and the cops look bad. But that's all. They just look bad. Nothing's ever done about it. You ever heard of any of the stories where the agents provocateur have been essentially revealed and punished?
No.
800-259-9231. I mean, I could go down the details here on what's been going on, but it's the same old story. Protesters, cops, cops hurt protesters, cops gas protesters, cops arrest protesters, and we all keep paying taxes to support it. Right?
Well, better go to jail, right?
Well, yeah, I don't pay the feds, but and luckily the local boys here aren't doing this to the people in the 420 celebrations. They're ignoring them, which...
Thank goodness. I tell you what, King cops are a cut above.
I agree with you. I really do. All right, more on the way here. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video proving that they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See for yourself.
It's the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show. It's October the 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. It's Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, last couple nights you've been talking about the drug decriminalization and sort of issues with that and talking about different terms. And I think the term that you want to use is you want to repeal prohibition, because legalization and decriminalization can both imply making new laws, whereas repealing prohibition means to repeal the laws, get them off the books so there's no laws about them at all.
Okay. I like that. To repeal prohibition. Very good.
Relegalize.
That's what I've been, the term I've been using for a while. I met a guy who's sort of a drug advocate, or marijuana. He was involved in some politics in marijuana legalization. And he said he realized that's the thing he wants to do, is repeal prohibition, get rid of the laws, and that might be the term to use, Bob.
Yeah, because I certainly don't want to advocate for creating new laws in any way, shape, or form. I just want the existing prohibition to go away, and that's it, and that's all. And then it'll be a free market product.
I agree.
Excellent, Scott. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
That's it. Have a good night.
Thanks for your call. Let's talk to Greg in Ohio, listening to WCER. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing this evening?
Just super, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
My biggest gig is the Second Amendment and how our government has violated our rights by instituting so many laws that prohibit people from having firearms.
I don't consider them my government, but I see where you're coming from, and I share your concerns. Go ahead, continue.
But anyhow, most people don't understand that, you know, back in the early days, you know, if you committed a crime, you know, say, per se, like robbed a bank, and you went to jail in that, well, the first thing they took was your gun away, and then when you did your time, the first thing they gave you back was your gun. And if in the commission of a crime, you killed somebody, well, you couldn't extend your hand out anymore in order to be able to acquire that gun.
You mean because they cut your hand off?
No, they probably...
Not quite. You know, you had no motor skills whatsoever.
You've been killed. You mean like eye for an eye, that kind of thing?
That's right. If you murdered somebody in the commission of your crime, your life was forfeit.
But anyhow, now, wait a minute. What if, hold a point of information, what if you actually didn't commit the murder? What if you were found guilty, but you didn't commit the crime?
Well, I understand we live in a flawed society anyhow, and there are always going to be mistakes. But the thing is we have to have, you know, if you have two or three witnesses saying, yes, he pulled the trigger, what are you going to do?
I wish that it was that easy. We've turned this from a Second Amendment issue, which I'm all for people being able to, you know, they have the right to bear arms in any way they wish.
Right. In fact, you've got a story we're going to get to here about Toronto that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, to a capital punishment issue. But, you know, would you like to take a guess at how many people have been released from death row since 1971?
I can imagine there's quite a few. But the thing is the whole point is our government has become so corrupt that the police departments, the prosecutors, the judges, we're no longer operating under civil law anymore. We're under commercial law.
I've heard this.
And the thing is under commercial law, well, if you stub your toe against an endangered species frog and kill the frog, well, you're going to jail for a long time. And that's ridiculous. You know, that's stupid. You know, that puts the frog over the person.
I can't disagree with you there. I'm of this opinion on capital punishment. I don't feel so bad when somebody who's done a terrible, terrible thing, like so many of the people on death row have done, gets killed. That doesn't make me feel terrible. However, I'm of the opinion that the government shouldn't be killing innocent civilians, innocent citizens, and they're not very good at anything they do, so they're likely to kill innocent citizens, and therefore I can't support the death penalty.
How do you feel about that?
I have to agree, but we also need, if you've got two or three people sitting back and saying, hey, you know, I saw him kill them, you know, and the other side of that issue that it really aggravates the heck out of me is if a prosecutor has evidence to exonerate somebody, and he doesn't present that, I think the prosecutor should be held liable for that person's death if he is ever executed, or criminally liable if this guy spends some time in jail.
So let's go back to the gun issue.
I agree with that.
Let's go back around to the gun issue, because you'd originally called to express your concern with the ever-increasing amount of regulations control being placed on gun owners. And there's an absolutely shocking story from Toronto that we'll share with you here in a moment. But what if, and I'm presuming you own some firearms, what if they go ahead and pass a national ban on firearms, that you've got to turn in your guns? What will you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd tell them to kiss my foot.
There you go. All right, that's good.
I mean, you know, they are not allowed to do that per the Second Amendment.
They'll do whatever they want.
Supposedly, but they're doing whatever they want in Chicago and
that's why I'm recommending everybody to start buying firearms to get as much ammo as possible. Do you guys actually know the other position that Obama currently holds with the United Nations?
No, what's that?
Never heard that.
He's now president of the United Nations Security Council.
Okay.
So now, if something happens and there's an uprising in the United States, guess what happens?
UN troops?
He brings in troops from China, Russia, Czechoslovakia, all over the planet.
It would make sense, right? Because the U.S. military is already all over the planet, so how could they be here, too? Because the U.S. military is strung pretty thin at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Our boys would not be able to protect ours.
Well, it's either, I don't consider them my boys, but, you know, it's either bring in troops from around the world or reinstate a draft. It's one of the two.
I'd like to tell you about what went on in Biloxi, Mississippi, and in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
You mean our boys in Biloxi, Mississippi?
Our boys, the National Guard, were going around confiscating weapons during that disaster because, the government people were getting shot at, and they when asked by the TV reporter, one of these little pimply faced young boy who was asked, well, what are you going to do if you come across somebody who doesn't want to give up their weapon? And he was basically like, I don't want to shoot on an American, but hell, if my sergeant says shoot, I guess I have to.
Yeah, he violates his oath.
Yeah, well, your boys are going to shoot you, okay?
Those are not my boys. That's why I'm trying to teach these guys. Oathkeepers.org is a good website for a lot of these people to go to.
Absolutely. And, you know, but I kind of feel like Oath Keepers, even the ideas of these things, almost are for guys have been in for a little while. You know, when a guy goes through basic training, gets a rifle stuck in his hand, at 18 years old, it doesn't seem like they're ready for the ideas of freedom and liberty.
Why is that too early for them?
It doesn't seem like they have reached those points. I'm for it. I was ready for liberty at 18. I want them to be taught it, but, you know, they're not getting that message.
They're not even taught that in school anymore.
No, certainly not. Hey, thanks for the thoughts tonight. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, Greg, at 800-259-9231. 400 guns confiscated in the city of Toronto alone? Did I understand you correctly when you told me that before the show, Mark?
Yep, that's correct. From CTV.ca.
Wow.
Yep. Toronto police seize 400 guns in Safe City Project. The latest... There's a line in here that I do not understand, Ian, and I want you to try to listen to the rest of it and see if you can figure this out, because it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I'll do my best in a moment here. 800-259-9231. Gun confiscations happening in Canada. You know, I always heard that Canada had pretty good gun laws, but apparently that's not the case.
Not pistols. No, it used to be.
Rifles is what I heard. So it's pistols that they're taking from people?
There's all kinds of stuff. I've got pictures here.
Whatever it is, it's not good. We'll share it with you here, the details, and take your calls about what you want. Maybe you're in Toronto and you can comment on this. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, some of the footage from yesterday's 420 celebration here in Keene is available at freekeene.com. For those of you that haven't seen any footage yet from it, it is there. If you scroll down a little bit, as well as several news articles that have covered it. And we'll continue taking your phone calls here in a moment. But, Mark, you just barely begun the story from Canada, Toronto, where they've confiscated 400 firearms. We'll fill you in on the details there in a moment. Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. We've talked about Spooner on this program before. He is a hero. He's a civil disobedience hero from back in the 1800s. This is a man who set up his own postal service, his own private mail service, to compete illegally, I might add, with the postal service. And they, you know, of course, went after him and shut him down. But nonetheless, he was heroic in that way. And he's got some really great, very principled, liberty-oriented writings. And until now, they haven't been available in a complete form. They are now. And if you're interested in buying this very rare set of books, you already know who Spooner is, of course. You can purchase his 2,800-page, 6-volume set, bound in library-quality hardcover, delivered to your door for just $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. And the webpage apparently has the price wrong there, but we're telling you it's $335.
Yeah, all you have to do is send a check for $335.
Spooner.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue here, Mark, you're telling us a story from Toronto, Canada, where gun laws, not so great there. In fact, things are getting worse. The police have stolen 400 guns from people. What are the details?
Well, it looks like the police chief is very proud of his measures. The latest crime, here's the strange sentence that I don't quite understand, Ian, and I want you to keep an eye out for through the rest of the story, kind of try to figure this out. The latest crime prevention project by the Toronto Police took aim at registered gun owners. Took aim.
That's cute.
Yep. Very who punny. Opted to give up their firearms.
Huh.
As opposed to facing charges?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Something happened. Something happened. Police have seized about 400 guns since March after knocking on the doors of registered firearms owners. Doesn't say that they warned them.
Remember, don't answer the door for the police.
It's always
step number one.
Seems like good advice, especially in this instance. So they knock on the doors of these registered firearms owners. Well, they're registered, right? They said basically, you know, we're registering. Many of these owners had their guns stashed in a closet or in a drawer, though a condition of their registration mandates that all firearms are securely stored.
Lawbreakers!
Yep. Well, they actually registered. They probably agreed to these terms.
Well, I mean,
under duress.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that registers for a government whatever, whether it's gun registration or car registration, most of them aren't doing it because they feel some sort of civic duty. At least nobody I know is doing it because they feel civic duty. I'm sure those people are out there. Like, they just get a warm feeling in their heart whenever they walk into the DMV. I don't know those people. But most people, I think, register things with the government because they're afraid of what would happen to them otherwise.
Understood, but... now the registration is the laws have become so onerous in Toronto and in Canada in general that there's no reason to register your firearm. Here's why.
Because they'll come after you.
You have to have it secured, so you can't use it to defend yourself in
right.
most instances.
Apparently,
it's
having it
also basically illegal to use it to defend yourself. I mean, there's certainly the practical application of how that would work out, and I don't know. But it is more or less, from a legal standpoint, illegal to defend yourself with a firearm. Mm-hmm. It's just for hunting and target practice and those kind of things.
In Canada.
They want it, yes, in Canada. That's what we're talking about. And they want you to have it in a safe. So what's the point in registering the weapon if they're going to come – if part of the registration means that basically they can come to your house and check your house out in order to see if your gun is secured, and if it isn't, then they take it away.
There's no logical point to this. You're right.
Smuggling a gun in and keeping it in your house is probably better protection for your family. What's the worst that can happen? You'd be charged like a person who has a properly registered firearm? Oh, you probably get the maybe additional charge of having an unregistered firearm maybe. I don't know.
Whatever that is. Yeah, maybe it's a felony. Who knows?
Hey, the burglar brought the gun in, dropped it, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He
brought two and dropped one. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, not all burglars have guns anyway.
No, but none. Very rarely.
So they agreed to this, so supposedly, when they registered. The point of registering...
I don't know if they agreed to searches, but, they're going around and doing the searches, and people probably let them in.
Because they're scared. They're intimidated.
Well,
they don't know better.
They're good folks, you know?
They just think they're doing right.
Yep. People did not lay any charges, but they seized hundreds of weapons. And this is what I think about the opted to give up their firearms thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that basically you had the choice of getting charged for having your firearm not secured properly or
giving it over.
I think that's what happened.
And if they don't charge somebody, then that person can't challenge it in court, right?
Yes. Now listen to what this
muff... It's all consensual at that point.
It sounds like it to me. Listen to what this Mupron said here, the police chief. Yep. I think we've created... a safer situation, said Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair. This is a very much an anti-violence measure. It may be an anti-violence measure. That doesn't mean it will result in less violence. As a matter of fact, if you look at the statistics, in fact, there's more violence this year than there was last in Toronto.
Mm.
This is very much intended to prevent crime and make our city safer. Okay.
Because those registered gun owners are criminals? I mean, what are you talking about, dude?
Well, here's the statement. Blair told a news conference Tuesday afternoon that 30% of guns taken off of the street from criminals have been stolen from registered gun owners.
Ah.
So that's the little workaround here.
See, you naughty.
He doesn't mention how many crimes were stopped by the possibility that guns were in houses. How many crimes were stopped by a person who had a gun and used it to threaten somebody away? How many crimes were stopped by somebody who used a firearm to shoot a criminal? He doesn't mention any of that.
It's those naughty registered firearm owners who haven't locked their weapons up. That's who's at fault here.
On average, police seize about 2 illegal guns a day. Since January, 259 people have been shot, according to latest police statistics. That's up from last year, which saw 223 shooting victims. So there's already more shootings.
So far.
Right. By the end of September, there's more shootings, far more shootings, than in Toronto than there were last year. Their program went into play in March, so maybe the criminals feel a little bolder. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yep.
This is awful.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
Well, and what happens when you live in a city.
That's going to happen here, too.
Well, I mean, there are already places where you can't even own a firearm in a city.
They're not going around house to house inspecting yet.
No, that's true. That's true. But you can't, in most places, like big city, New York, for instance, you can't own a firearm privately unless you've gone through incredible steps. Like
it's very difficult.
If you're an armed guard for Loomis or something like that, or for, you know, a diamond distributor, you'll be able to pull the right strings and have your lawyer get you a permit. But it's my understanding that the average folks in New York City cannot acquire such things. So they wouldn't be able to do house-to-house searches because they don't have any registration information in the first place with which to grab your guns. And don't you always hear from the gun people out there that this is what Hitler did? Well, look, they're doing it again, right? They had gun registration, people registered their firearms, and they used the registration logs to go around and confiscate them. It's the same old tactics all over again. And so I agree that, Mark, that these gun owners should not be alerting the government to their gun ownership. There's no reason for it beyond blind obedience, beyond just some sort of pathetic obedience to a system that doesn't give a damn about you, to a system that is interested.
It doesn't give a damn about crime either.
Yeah.
They really don't care. What difference does it make to the Toronto police if they increase or decrease crime? What difference does it make? They're going to go out, they're going to fill out their paperwork when a crime is committed, and nothing's going to matter.
More if crime maybe more, means bigger budget.
Yeah, if they have more crime, then they need more cops. It just doesn't matter to these people. What matters is obedience. That's what matters. Giving up your weapon. If you have a gun, you might not feel as obedient to the police. That's what they want. They want obedience from you. That's all I can tell, at least.
But as soon as what we've seen this week here in Keene with the 420 celebrations, as soon as you get even a relatively small amount of people, we're talking 30 to 100 people, 100 people yesterday, 120 today, you get 100 people together to engage in disobedience, and they're completely neutered. The police cannot do anything. What would they do?
I mean, if you have 100 people out doing a protest or something like that, and the police are not prepared for it, then we're not talking about the G20 situation where they obviously have, you know, months in advance. They're planned and all that other stuff. But
body
if it's
armor,
just people showing up, even in a city, I would think they would have a difficult time. It would have to be a very large city to come up with a police force large enough to break up some event like that. But a small one, they just can't do it.
I mean, you've heard about the flash mobs, right, where people will organize via text messaging and things like that a certain time to go and do something silly like dance or have a pillow fight.
Yeah.
It's great, you know, dancing, pillow fights, I'm all in favor of those things. But if you use that same technique of just unexpectedly going somewhere en masse, you're right, Mark. They completely would not be able to do anything. But even if you do announce it in advance, as has been done here in Keene, New Hampshire, with the 420 celebrations, and as we'll be spreading across New Hampshire here next week, even if you do announce it in advance, if you have enough people, and they're all willing to not, or at least a percentage of them are willing to non-cooperate, you really have the upper hand in any situation. As long as you're being peaceful, then if they crack down, they look like the violent. 800-259-9231. As far as the gun owners in Toronto, if you're still there and you still have your gun and you're registered, just don't answer the damn door. Again, for the police. Hour 2's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.